And now, back to Reinvention Radio. Here's your host, Steve Ulsher.
Welcome to Reinvention Radio Soulful Sunday. I'm Mary Goulet, one of the hosts with Steve and Rich on Reinvention Radio. Hello, Steve.
Hey, how are you?
Yes, Soulful Sunday. So we were playing around with the word soulful, and Kelly and one of her people that she works with suggested spelling it with two L's at the end because, yes, the whole thing is about making your soul full.
Ooh, I like that.
Welcome, Rich.
So you weren't thinking like soul, like the S-O-L-E, full, like a shoe that's just full.
No.
No.
No, soulful. So my show, the Mary Goulet Show on Tuesdays here at WS Radio at noon Pacific, is Cultivate a Rich Interior. And I hate when, okay, so we said in one of your segments, Steve, What Is Your What Wednesday, that writers will write what they most need to learn.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I've found that when I start, I believe in my content, and I start talking about it. So one of my phrases is stay calm, be kind, have patience, all good. I am challenged to be calm, stay kind, have patience, so all can be good.
Yeah.
And it's kind of frustrating because I really believe in what I'm saying, but then I'm being challenged and tested to do those exact things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and like when I go to church, Catholics are all about forgiveness and that whole thing, Jesus.
Yeah. Jews are all about guilt. So
we got
that in common, sort of.
I forgive your guilt. And so people throw in my face, oh, aren't you all about forgiveness? So it's kind of funny. You got to able to stand up to.
That is like carte blanche to do anything.
Especially Catholic, right? I mean, Saturday, go on in and be like, yeah, kind of screwed up. Here's what I did.
So that,
get out of jail free card. Okay.
See ya. It's not like that.
And that's actually, I mean, it's a really good question because I got to tell you from my perspective as an outsider, it seems like that whole confessional booth and, you know, those sort of things or whatever they call the things there.
Yes. Yeah.
Like you could do like Jesus died for our sins. Like I never understood that. So does that mean, because I'm a Jew here, folks, just in case that's not clear. So
he was
like,
too.
Exactly. Of course he was. So what I don't understand is like, does that mean like you can literally just do whatever, and then if you go and you confess and you say I'm sorry,
no.
And you then like you're forgiven?
Okay. So there's two parts to that. One, if you purposely say I am going to be really mean or I'm going to steal on purpose, and then I'm going to go to confession.
Yeah.
That's not contrite. That's not a true repentance.
So contrite means what?
Like
the word of the day.
Yeah. The word of the day.
You're not having contrition about it. You're not.
That's not helping me.
Oh, yeah. You gave him another word you have to define, Mary. Come on.
So contrition
means. He won't throw math at you. Don't throw that at him.
Don't throw words at the writer.
Exactly. Contrition.
You're supposed to be humbled and.
She's
and the other
for
side of
word.
That word, the humility of. You know, you're on bended knee somewhat inside and saying, I'm sorry I did that. But if you know, that's the thing. If you go to confession and you confess something and then you go back out and do it again and then you say, well, I'll just go back to confession.
Go to a different church that day.
Right. It's, after a while, it would wear on you and you know you're not doing the right thing. But confession puts you in a state of grace. So you're confessing your sins and the priest is there as if he's taking on Jesus in that moment. So people say, well, why can't I just confess to myself?
Yeah.
But there's an absolution that comes with it from the priest, which is...
Absolution.
Is that like a... Yeah, I want to ask the definition of that because I didn't get the definition of contrition, so I'm not going to ask for more definitions, but...
Sorry. Contrition and contrite. You're sorry. You have regret. You have remorse.
Okay. So... You're being challenged is, I think, where you started the conversation because it's
just amazing how it opened my eyes when I was talking about. So my show, I did a segment on each one. So stay calm was the first segment. Be kind, the second. Have patience. And then kind of a mishmash in the fourth.
Mm-hmm.
And sure enough, pick up my kids from school and I don't do something right and they start yelling at me. I'm trying to stay calm and I got to be kind and I got to have patience. And I'm like, oh.
That's why on my arm I actually have Let Love Rule tattooed, right? because I am the same way. Like, I need that reminder. It doesn't work because I always wear long sleeve shirts, but intentionally. but the point being, like, I totally get it. You kind of need that reminder. But how do you do it when you're challenged, especially if you have kids? I mean, unless you have the best daughter in the world. Like Rich over here, who won't ever challenge you.
Wait until she gets a little older.
Right. Hey, I'm not going to say it's not challenging. I've talked to Trish about that content. I said the things that we want her to become, self-reliant and outspoken, stand her ground, all that stuff, is going to be annoying to us along the way.
Well, it's going to be played against you.
Of course.
So, which is okay.
And I was going to ask, does part of it come down to, so you can answer Steve's question, how you fix that. Does part of it come down to just being aware of that in general? It's almost as a society in America, especially, we feel like there's this magic pill, like this, date ourselves, Ronco, set it and forget it. Like you're just going to think something once and everything's going to be fine and you just set it and forget it and walk away. And it's like, no, you got to keep on coming back.
Well, so I understood the concept of it when I first kind of got it downloaded to me. I'm like, oh, so there's a level of an awareness. Then there's the activation of that concept of staying calm, being kind, and having patience. Because it all does equal all is good. Mm-hmm. All good. So for me, I have to let them, like my girls are 17 and almost 15, so I'm just annoying. And I'm not very smart.
Stay off of Snapchat.
Right? So there's all that kind of stuff, the drama and their sisters and blah, blah, blah. So my first thing is I say, Mary, take a deep breath. Step mentally out of the situation. Mm-hmm. Let it just go on and on and on and on. It could be they had a bad day at school or whatever it might be. Just stay calm about it. So step back and then don't engage at their level. Mm-hmm. And this could be anything. It could be something you get on an email that you're upset with or your spouse, or it could be anything. Mm-hmm. So take a deep breath, mentally step back. Don't engage at that level and then wait 3 or 4 beats at least.
Mm-hmm. So when they go low, are you saying you should go high?
Yes. Thank you, Michelle Obama. But it takes a lot more emotional restraint because I'm telling you, my kids, if they want to say something, if they say something to me or somebody else, I'm just like, oh, I want to retort. I have a quick tongue.
Yeah.
But that doesn't do me any good. Ultimately, it's, and then I'm like, I lost my patience.
So do you go to confessional then at that point?
Correct.
Just right.
You know, so there are a lot of things. I mean, what the Catholic Church believes someone is in a state of grace. Mm-hmm. You know, gossip is a huge, like, sin. And
but there's good gossip. We had Dr. Shonda Perron talking about that.
Very good.
Who was a Nobel Peace Prize nominee, by the way. Who was talking about good gossip. So, yeah. But I can see how bad gossip would certainly fall into that. Sure.
And judgment and anger. And there are a lot of things that can pull you out of a state of grace.
Yeah.
So when we die, you believe that there's nothing.
I believe we go black.
So I could not disagree with you more.
Right. You think there's heaven or hell or some – what do you think happens?
I think there is. There's absolutely the devil and there's absolutely the dark angels. Mm-hmm. And there is a burning – there's the hell of hellfire. Purgatory. We believe in purgatory, which is you are going there to be cleansed of your sins and you spend a certain amount of time. We just had All Saints Day for the saints of our faith and – All Souls Day. What's the Mexican De los Muertos?
First, November 1st.
Yeah. It's
day after
the
Halloween.
Second. November 2nd is Day of the Dead. So we pray for souls in purgatory, family, friends, people from everywhere. You just pray for their soul to be cleansed so they can get to heaven. And there's so many accountings of people that say you do not go dark. Mm-hmm. And what a comfort.
Yeah. So going back to then your original premise of sort of staying calm and what you do to make that happen. So how do you fight? Because I think I'm a little like you in that way. Mm-hmm. And Richie, I don't know, because Richie seems a little more calm than me anyway. So how do you make that how do you not be knee-jerky about it?
Okay, so it situations will either you'll know you're walking into it, so mm-hmm. it's much easier to prepare yourself
mm-hmm.
for a confrontation or an argument or bad news, whatever it might be. So that one's easier.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, make sure I got to take a deep breath, observe, don't get roiled up. But it's the fast ones. Like this one today, driving here, I failed again. I'm driving. I want to get over to get off the freeway. And this guy is like right in my blind spot, not budging. So I said out loud, buddy, are you going to move? What are you going to do? And then I waited, let him go by. And then I got behind him. And then he gets him right in my lane. I'm like, but I noticed immediately that because it was so fast,
mm-hmm.
and I still failed on being kind
mm-hmm.
and staying calm.
It's hard, right?
It is. So yeah. It's in the moment that I'm trying to master.
Mm-hmm. Well, between now and next week, we've got work to do. We will practice, right? That's
oh,
the plan.
Oh, boy.
A new book, How to Stay Calm Amongst Assholes.
Available at www.
Yeah.
Well, that's really something to think about. And we've got a whole week now to practice staying calm. So very cool. Thank you for
joining me on Soulful Sunday.
Yay.
On Reinvention Radio. We'll be right back.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Ulsher, visit reinventionradio.com.
You were born to do one amazing thing, but most people spend a lifetime trying to identify what it is. If you're in a job you don't like or are unemployed, if you're in a state of transition or just can't shake that nagging feeling that you were meant and made to do something extraordinary, then the Reinvention Workshop is exactly what you need. Led by award-winning self-help author Steve Ulsher, the Reinvention Workshop will forever change your life. The Reinvention Workshop takes you step-by-step through Steve's proven formula that has helped so many people get on the right path and clear about what they were born to do. Take the first step to realizing the life you deserve and desire by visiting thereinventionworkshop.com today. No more delays. No more denial. Reconnect with your true self. Learn to live with purpose and conviction and become who you were born to be. The world is waiting for you. What are you waiting for? Log on to thereinventionworkshop.com today. That's thereinventionworkshop.com.